from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 95 to 5 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, News in Brief, Indonesian Wonder, Miss Lady, and Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Asian Games to involve 20,000 Jakarta small and medium enterprises. Jember's Noto Hadinegoro Airport to get an upgrading. Now the news in detail. Jakarta Deputy Governor Sandiaga Uno stated that Asian Games 2018 will involve more than 20,000 of micro, small, and medium enterprises from all over Jakarta. Sandiaga Uno said in Jakarta Creative Hub on Saturday that he wants to involve 20 to 25,000 small and medium enterprises in terms of the distribution. In terms of production, it will reach 300 to 350,000. A lot of micro, small, and medium enterprises will sell their products. The Pan-Continental event held every 4 years will take place in Jakarta and Palembang from August the 18th to September the 2nd, 2018. Vice Governor Sandiaga explained that Jakarta Provincial Administration is collecting data on the micro, small, and medium enterprises planning to participate. He believes that this is required to be carried out early. Sandiaga assessed that micro, small, and medium enterprises has limitation in terms of funds and production time. He continued that production will begin now and be coordinated by INASGOK and the Ministry of Youth and Sports. More than 800,000 mosques throughout Indonesia are the largest potential network to improve the welfare of Muslims. This was stated by Vice President Yusuf Kalla, who is also the chairman of the Indonesian Mosque Council, during the inauguration of the Council Central Board for 2017-2022 period at Istiqlal Mosque in Jakarta on Friday. Vice President Yusuf Kalla asked his ranks to make the mosque as a means to educate the creative economy. He considered the mosque is an effective place to grow entrepreneurial spirit. He said the mosque can be a means of economic development that can cooperate with a number of parties, including banking.
Bagaimana ketimpangan umat ini dapat
How to improve imbalance of the people? The mosque must be a driver of the people's economy. That's why the mosque cooperates with the banking system and the entrepreneurs to encourage the worshippers and keepers to become good entrepreneurs. We need training on finance and dakwah. The new board of directors of the Indonesian Mosque Council, involving all stakeholders, such as Deputy Indonesian Police Chief Safruddin, who served as vice chairman of the council, with members among others head of State Intelligence Agency Budi Gunawan, Minister of Religious Affairs Lukman Hakim Saifuddin, Minister of Agrarian and Special Planning Sofyan Jalil, and Jakarta Governor Anies Baswedan. In the new stewardship, the Mosque Council is committed to make the mosque used especially for the people's economy. The Ministry of Transportation and the Jember District Government have agreed to expand Noto Hadinegoro Airport in East Java to cater to annual Hajj pilgrims. Around 96% of East Java's population of 37.5 million are Muslims. According to Central Statistic Agency's data, Jember District Head Faida said in Jakarta that they are coordinating with several agencies such as the Ministry of Religious Affairs, Director General of Immigration, and the Ministry of Justice and Human Rights to make the airport suitable as a sub-embarkation point for Hajj pilgrims in the future. The airport currently has a 1.5-kilometer runway, which is not long enough to accommodate larger aircraft such as the Airbus A320 or Boeing B737. 800NG. The runway will be extended to 2.5 kilometers, while the airport terminal will also be expanded with seating capacity increased to 187 from 70 currently. Agus Santoso, Civil Aviation Director General at the Transportation Ministry, stated that he is excited and believe Noto Hadinegoro Airport's expansion is indeed required as the Jember area has been developing significantly. The 370 billion rupiahs or $27 million airport expansion project is scheduled for completion next year. The Trade Ministry granted the permission to import rice. The imported rice is of a special quality with the amount of 500,000 tons. Trade Minister Enggar Tias Tolukito stated that the import permit was issued at the beginning of the month. He added that the rice will be received in January or February. The minister revealed that the import is handled by state-owned Indonesian trading company, PPI. PPI will prepare their funds for the import without using state budget funds. Rice import policy was taken to ensure sufficient supply. In addition, the imported rice is expected to push down the high price of rice. Minister Enggar Tias Tolukito guarantees that companies working together in this import will not set a high selling price and will set the price at the range of 9,450 rupiahs. In addition, he urged traders to stop hoarding rice since additional rice supplies will enter the market and bring down the price. Jakarta Deputy Governor Sandiaga Uno stated that in 2018, Jakarta will reach 7% of economic growth. He revealed that he maintains optimism to meet a challenge from Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati. Sandiaga said on Saturday that Jakarta's administration actually set a target of 6.3%, but he wants to give an upside surprise by reaching close to 7% to meet a challenge from Sri Mulyani. He explained that Sri Mulyani asked whether Jakarta can reach 7%. Sandiaga Uno welcomed the challenge for a number of reasons. This year, Sandiaga Uno continued, Asian Games will be held in Jakarta and mass rapid transit is being built. He stated that Jakarta also has potential foreign investments. The vice governor is optimistic that the growth supported by micro, small and medium enterprises through a program called One District, One Center of Entrepreneurship. Malang City in East Java, which is famous for its bakso or meatball culinary, will hold Malang Bakso Festival on January the 20th. The festival, which is scheduled to be opened by Indonesian President Joko Widodo, will feature a local cultural parade, followed by a record-breaking of Indonesian Record Museum or MURI eating meatballs together in large quantities. This was conveyed by the Chief Executive of Malang Bakso Festival, Vendra Hadi Suwarto, to Voice of Indonesia in Malang on Saturday.
Tanggal 20 Januari.
Parade of Meatball Cart on January the 20th, in collaboration with the cultural parade all over Malang. After that, the event will be continued with MURI record-breaking that will be attended by the Indonesian President. Vendra added, Malang Bakso Festival consists of three series of events. After the parade and MURI record breaking on January the 20th, the next day on January the 21st, and then on January the 22nd, will be continued by workshop of standardization of Bakso Malang, and also workshop with Minister of Cooperation and Small Medium Enterprises Anak Agung Gede Ngurah Puspayoga, Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno, along with practitioners in the field of entrepreneurship. Last item, Malang Bakso Festival, which will be held on January the 20th until 22nd, besides popularizing meatballs as a culinary icon of Malang worldwide, is also one of the efforts of community empowerment, especially micro, small, and medium enterprises in Malang, East Java. This was conveyed by the chief executive of Malang Bakso Festival, Vendra Hadi Suwarto, to Voice of Indonesia in Malang on Saturday.
Jadi, dalam rangkaian acara
this event is not just a series of euphoria events that we create in the form of Malang Bakso Festival, but through this series of events, we want to accommodate all Malang meatballs traders in legal entities in the form of cooperatives. So, essentially, we want to empower the people of Malang to be more advanced. Vendra Hadi Suwarto also hoped with the festival, the visit of local and foreign tourists to Malang and Batu City will increase. Malang Bakso Festival is also planned to be held in several big cities throughout Indonesia. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Asian Games to involve 20,000 Jakarta small and medium enterprises. Jember's Noto Hadinegoro Airport to get an upgrade. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
It's live to www.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, Jakarta, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's start with January the 14th, 1907, earthquake in Kingston, Jamaica. Quake rocked the Jamaican capital Kingston on a scale of 6.5 on January 14, 1907, at about 3:30 p.m. local time. This disaster became one of the world's deadliest recorded earthquakes until then. All buildings in Kingston were damaged by the earthquake that resulted in a fire that lasted for 3 hours. The quake resulted in the deaths of about 1,000 people and caused about 10,000 people to be homeless and material damage. Soon, tsunamis were reported on the north coast of Jamaica with a maximum wave height of about 2 meters. Turning to January the 14, 1953, Josip Broz Tito is sworn in as the first president of the Socialist Federal Republic of Yugoslavia. Josip Broz, or called Tito, was a communist revolutionary as well as a Yugoslav statesman who had various positions from 1943 until his death. Tito served as Secretary General of the Yugoslav Communist League in 1939 until 1980 and led the Yugoslav Partisans guerrilla on World War II in 1941 until 45. He later served as Prime Minister and President of the Federal Socialist Republic of Yugoslavia from 1953 until 1980. Although the period of his leadership was criticized as authoritarian, some historians regard him as a wise dictator. Tito is a well-known public figure in Yugoslavia and the world. He is also regarded as a unifying figure who succeeded in maintaining the integrity of Yugoslav Federation through its domestic policies. He began to receive more attention from the world as a pioneer of the non-aligned movement with Sukarno from Indonesia, Jawaharlal Nehru from India and Gamal Abdul Nasser from Egypt. Last item is from January the 14th, 2016, bomb terror in Jakarta. A series of terror action occurred in at least 6 explosions, as well as shootings in the area around Plaza Sarinah Jalan Tamrin Central Jakarta, Indonesia on January the 14th. 2016. The explosion occurred in two places, the parking area of Menara Cakrawala, the building north of Sarinah, and a police post in front of the building. At least 8 people, 4 offenders and 4 civilians were reportedly killed and 24 wounded in the attack. 7 people were involved as attackers and the ISIS organization claimed responsibility for the attack. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with a regular segment, This Week's Spotlight. Today's edition is on coalition of political parties in 2018, election is more liquid. The Election Commission or KPU has closed the registration for candidate pairs who will follow the regional head simultaneous election 2018 on Wednesday, January the 10th. A total of 171 regions, including 17 provinces, will elect their regional leaders in June. Until Wednesday night, there were already 529 candidates who registered themselves to contest in the election of governors, regions, and mayors. In this election, political parties are considered by observers to be pragmatic. The pragmatism of political parties is seen from a relatively liquid coalition pattern, which means parties are free to form coalition with any parties they want. In East Java, Magelang, North Sumatra, and Southeast Sulawesi, for example, some candidates are supported by the rival parties in the 2014 presidential elections. For example, PDIP and Gerindra Party Coalition supported the mayor and vice mayor candidates in Malang. Indobarometer Executive Director Muhammad Kodari said that these simultaneous elections do not have a standard pattern. According to him, previously PDIP was difficult to make coalition with 3 parties, namely Gerindra, PKS, and Demokrats. But in this year's election, in some regions, PDIP made a coalition with these parties. The Executive Director of Election and Democracy Association of Perludem, Titi Anggreni, said the liquid coalition could reduce friction. According to her, friction will not be massive, unlike the Jakarta's election, which came out to the national level. In addition to the liquidity of the coalition being built, the pragmatism of political parties is seen from the averagely few numbers of candidate pairs participating in comparison with the previous election. The decrease in the number of couples contributed to the addition of single candidate pairs in some regions. From the data obtained by the KPU, there were 19 regional elections followed by just single candidate pairs. This number has increased compared to 2017. In 2017, there were only 9 single candidate pairs. Commissioner of the Election Commission Pramono Ubay Tantowi hopes the parties will bring new partners to compete in areas with single candidate pairs. Related to this, another commissioner, Ilham Saputra, said there would be an extension of registration in 19 regions that would have only single candidate pairs. The registration extra time was given for 3 days. The regional election implementation is only one round and there is no voting related to vote acquisition. KPU Chairman Arief Budiman said that only Jakarta province has different rules. In the election of the governor of Jakarta, the second round may occur if the vote of the candidate for head of region is not above 50%. This is stated by regulation of KPU number 6 of 2016. Well, that was this week's Spotlight on coalition of political parties in 2018 regional election. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
You are still with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, and time now to bring you news in brief. Jakarta Deputy Governor Sandiaga Uno stated that Asian Games 2018 will involve more than 20,000 of micro, small, and medium enterprises from all over Jakarta. More than 800,000 mosques throughout Indonesia are the largest potential network to improve the welfare of Muslims, according to Vice President Yusuf Kalla. The Minister of Transportation and the Jember District Government have agreed to expand Noto Hadinegoro Airport in East Jawa to cater to annual Hajj pilgrims. The Trade Ministry granted the permission to import rice of special quality with the amount of 500,000 tons. Jakarta Deputy Governor Sandiaga Uno stated that in 2018, Jakarta will reach 7% of economic growth. Malang City in East Jawa, which is famous for its bakso or meatball culinary, will hold Malang Bakso Festival on January the 20th. Malang Bakso Festival, besides popularizing meatball as culinary icon of Malang worldwide, is also one of the efforts of community empowerment, especially micro, small, and medium enterprises in Malang, East Jawa. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'll take you to Banda Aceh, which is the capital of Aceh province, to explore the Acehnese tradition. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Indonesia is a big country which is very rich in customs. Each region in Indonesia has its own customs and cultures, which is certainly different from other regions. In Indonesian Wonder today, I'll take you to the westernmost province of Aceh to observe its culture. There is an interesting tradition concerning an infant in Aceh called Truen Bak Tanoh. Truen Bak Tanoh, which is also called the ground touching or the ground stepping ceremony, is the tradition of Acehnese symbolizing the purity of a baby's mother who just passed the delivery period. The values that exist in this ceremony are associated with the world and the hereafter, and these until now still continue to be preserved. The ceremony also involves newborns. At the time of the ceremony takes place, the baby is taken out of the house while the mother, who recently gave birth, is considered still in a state of recovery and not allowed out of the house. During the ceremony, for the first time, the baby is being introduced to the outside world, where people have to work hard and not being lazy because it will be bad for the baby's life in the future. The series of this ceremony is a learning process that can be used in daily life. In the Acehnese society, the ceremony of Truen Bak Tanoh, or some call it Putrong Ane Utanoh, there is a difference about the time of its implementation. Some perform the ceremony on the seventh day after the birth, but some hold it on the 44th day after the birth, and some even takes place after the baby is more than 1 year old. Usually, the ground stepping ceremony is held simultaneously with the baby's naming, Uwek Cuko or hair saving ceremony, and Akikah tradition. In this ceremony, the invitees are all relatives and most importantly, the elders. Usually, the elders are also religious leaders who will lead the ceremony. The crown stepping ceremony begins with traditional elders carrying a baby to the steps of the house or the top of a ladder made exclusively for ceremonial purposes. After that, through the steps, the baby is lowered with prayers and praise verses of the Quran. If the descending child is a female, family members will rush to sweep and sift some rice because this activity symbolizes hardworking for women. Whereas if the child is a baby boy, there will be a process of digging soil and chop banana stems, taro or sugarcane, which symbolize hardworking and chivalry. A hope that this boy will become a man who works hard and is chivalrous. After lowered to the ground, the child is taken around the house, then brought into the house to follow a pecicap or tasting ritual. Here, the lips of the child will be smeared with various flavors such as sweet, sour, or salty, with the aims that the child can recognize various flavors in life. Truen Bak Tanah ceremony is also sometimes enlivened with the strains of praise to Prophet Muhammad, accompanied by the music of tambourine, sometimes even by dance and pencak silat shows. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder featuring Truen Bak Tanah tradition from Aceh. We will meet again in another edition with more interesting topics. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of Variable Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome to Miscellany, a regular program that brings you various information about Indonesia. Today's edition is about University of Indonesia inaugurated a multidisciplinary laboratory. Listener, to answer the challenges in the field of science and to realize the world-class research university, the University of Indonesia inaugurated the Multidisciplinary Research Laboratory of the Faculty of Mathematics and Sciences. The existence of this laboratory is also expected to support a sustainable development. The laboratory inauguration ceremony was held on Thursday, January 11, 2018, by Professor Dr. Insinyur Muhammad Anis, Director of University of Indonesia, and Elia Masa Manik, the Director of Pertamina. The event was held in conjunction with the 57th anniversary of Faculty of Mathematics and Sciences. The development of multidisciplinary research laboratory is the result of cooperation between University of Indonesia with PT Pertamina, which has been running for more than 10 years. Listener, the multidisciplinary research laboratory building was designed with green building concept, which is environmentally friendly by applying energy efficiency for lighting and air circulation. This building consists of 8 levels, each with floor area of nearly 1,000 square meters. Multidisciplinary research is expected to encourage the growth of innovation work for national development and develop both basic and applied research in University of Indonesia in general and Faculty of Mathematics and Sciences of University of Indonesia in particular. To be detailed, the research that will be developed in this laboratory consists of environmental genomics and biotechnology, biogeoprospecting, smart and functional materials, hydrometeorology, climate change, and natural hazard, renewable energy, and computational science and big data. In the future, this laboratory will be the forerunner of science park development at the University of Indonesia. A Memorandum of Understanding or MOU between University of Indonesia Faculty of Engineering and the National Aeronautics and Space Agency or LAPAN was also signed at the inauguration ceremony of the multidisciplinary laboratory. Meanwhile, Faculty of Mathematics and Sciences, University of Indonesia signed a cooperation agreement which is a continuation of MOU previously signed with LAPAN. The signing of MOU and cooperation in academic and research were conducted by University of Indonesia Rector and Head of LAPAN, Professor Dr. Thomas Jamaluddin. On the occasion, Rector Muhammad Anis said there will be a sharing facility. University of Indonesia students can use LAPAN laboratory facilities and vice versa. In addition, it is expected that LAPAN employees can also continue the academic level of research-based master and doctoral programs at the University of Indonesia, which directly focus on specific research. LAPAN experts can also be a mentor or supervisor for University of Indonesia students who are completing thesis or dissertation. That was miscellany for today. We will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Kalab Abbas. How are you? It's been a long time. We have not received your email. Finally, we receive it. Thank you. It means that you still monitor our broadcast. Thank you for your compliment. Yes, we will do the best for our listeners, and hopefully, all information of our broadcast can be useful for all listeners. Special for you, Mr. Kalab Abbas, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Betapa bahagianya hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu, berjalan bersamamu, menarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku itulah adanya. Namun bila kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba,
bersamamu dalam tarik dan hujan, berlarian ke sana.
From Sharma Bharatwari in India. He was listening to our broadcast through RRI Replay application. Mr. Sharma told that it is fantastic working nice. Hello, Mr. Sharma. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Yes, through our segment Indonesian Wonder, we invite our listeners to know more about Indonesian art, cultures, culinary, and also natures. Anyway, we wish you to be able to visit Indonesia and to witness by yourself how beautiful our country is. And please do not forget to stop at Voice of Indonesia's office. Thank you, Mr. Sharma. A beautiful song will be played for you and our listeners. Enjoy the song.
Katakanlah sekarang bahwa kau tak bahagia.
Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply an email from Miss Karobi Hazarika, also in India. She was listening to our English program through shortwave on frequency 9525 kilohertz on November 26, 2017 with the simple 44444. Wow, your reception report showed that our broadcast can be heard clearly in your country. Thank you for your info. We are really sorry because at the moment we cannot provide your request. We hope that you are not disappointed. So please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your reception report. For your listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
Sembunyi di manakah kini engkau mendengarkannya, simak sebuah syair dan kalimat tegar perasaanku padamu. Setelah kau ingkari tanpa ada bahasa yang bisa ku mengerti, entah di mana dirimu, di mana hatimu, bicara yang jujur, jangan kau larikan diri. Entah di mana dirimu.
before we end our listeners' mailbag, we want to reply an email from AD Prabowo in Indonesia. He was listening to our broadcast in Arabic program through frequency of 95.5 kHz on November 24, 2017 at 16:40 to 17 hours, and the simple was 55444. Hello, Pak Edi Prabowo. Thank you for monitoring our broadcast. Your email has been delivered to the Arabic section, and please be patient to wait for replying the email. Thank you. Well, listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letter to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again. Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment.
Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Bertemu dengannya. sekarang kau masih memikirkan tentang dia. Apa kurangnya aku di dalam hidupmu hingga kau curangi aku? Katakanlah sekarang bahwa kau tak bahagia. Aku punya ragamu tapi tidak hatimu. Kau tak perlu berbohong, kau masih menginginkannya. Ku rela kau dengannya, asalkan kau bahagia. Yang ku rasa sekarang kau masih memikirkan tentang dia. Apa kurangnya aku di dalam hidupmu hingga kau curangi aku? Katakanlah sekarang bahwa kau tak bahagia. Aku punya ragamu tapi tidak hatimu. Kau tak perlu berbohong, kau masih menginginkannya. Ku rela kau dengannya, asalkan kau bahagia.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.